Live from Benny's Beverage Depot in Vernon Hills. This is the Waddle and Sylvie Show, presented by Miller Lite.
We're on twitch.tv. Follow us at ESPN 1000 Chicago. Let the Miller Lite flow.
Just a side note here before we get into your phone calls is we're at Benny's Beverage Depot in Vernon Hills. And you could sign up for these Bears-Ravens tickets. Come on by. You could stay for 5 minutes. You could stay for the whole show. We're in this private grand room. It's easy to spot us. We got all the signage here. But a little side note here, Abdallah. We have a celebrity in the crowd. Jesse is here, who is not Jesse Rogers.
Hey, buddy.
Jesse. Hey there, Jesse. How are you, Jesse?
Hey there, buddy. I've got news, buddy.
This is Jesse, who may have created Waddle's, I think, if I've got the right song. He was a finalist, I think, 3 years ago. That's what he thinks. 3 years ago in the Holiday Parody Song Competition, which kicks off on Monday, ESPNParody.com. We'll give you all the details here coming up. But again, you could start uploading those to ESPNParody.com on Monday. The grand prize winner could win $1,000. There will be prizes for all the finalists like usual. We will have a live broadcast where everyone performs. But Jesse, a few years ago, did the Ditka song, the Go, Go, Bears song. I think that was the whole thing. Go, Go, Bears. Go, Go, Bears.
We're going back. No, that was
Thank you. And go, Bears! Go, Go, Bears! Go, Go, Bears! Go, 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 Bears! Go, Go, Bears! Go, Go, Bears!
I think this was my winner.
Go, Go, Bears!
So good. It is.
It's so simple, too, and that's the beauty of this contest.
Go, Go, Bears! Go, Go, Bears! Go, 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 Bears! Go, Go, Bears! Go, Go, Bears! Go, 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 Bears! Go, Go, Bears! Go, Go, Bears! Go, 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 Bears!
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
I love that.
That's good.
Jesse, great work there. And he's here now.
Where's Jesse?
He's right there with the Cubs World Championship sweatshirt.
Living in the past, aren't you there,
hey,
Jess?
What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Big red machine guy.
You're right, sir.
Like, wearing the 75 championship.
90, shirt. Brother, 90.
This is the guy wearing the NFL alumni
90.
Sweater.
Yes. Yeah. Look at me, you know, back in the day.
I played football.
I'm still an alumni.
Yeah.
I'm still an alum.
1993 had a hell of a good year, kid.
Not really. 92 was better. 93 was very average.
Speaking of 93, did you guys see the stat from yesterday's Thursday night football game?
From 90, something to do with 1993?
Last time it happened, we were the ones intercepting passes against the Bucs,
against
right?
Three different quarterbacks. Three interceptions against three different quarterbacks. Yeah. The last time that happened was the Bears in 1993.
Wow. There you go. That was some game. I mean, the Patriots are just dominating the way they not with the Brady prime years, but when they were just getting going. And, like, last year, this has just been, the last year and a half has been a testament to what Brady and Belichick brought together.
That's a good point.
Because everyone's like, oh, look at Brady. He's got the leg up here. It's clearly Brady. He's won the Super Bowl. But then remember, in a lot of those playoff games, he had the help of a really, really good defense. And Brady is incredible. And then you have the Belichick down year. Everyone's opting out. He tries Cam Newton. That thing didn't work. And then they draft their quarterback. They get the last guy off the board of the big five. And now all of a sudden they're just doing enough where they're not asking him too much. It's like what Greeny said. Not enough. Don't put too much on the kid's plate. And then they're just doing stuff in these last four
playing
to five games.
Defense.
Where now all of a sudden you would say, ooh, are they a team that can win the Super Bowl? I'm not saying that you would bet money unless with the value. I think you have good value on the Patriots. But if we've been meaning to get to this conversation all week. Of all the teams that you would list that can win the Super Bowl, would you not include the Patriots?
I'd probably be reluctant at this time to do it.
I would put them on there.
You know, because I just don't know if they're explosive enough offensively, if they find themselves in a bit of a shootout. But look, anything's possible in this league, especially when you've got the guys that are running that team. I mean, Belichick's the best that's ever done it. And I think Josh McDaniels has done a fantastic job of putting Mac Jones in a position to take advantage of what he does well.
They're not atop my power rankings, but with the Ravens who are coming to town, as you just mentioned, they were exposed on Thursday Night Football again. They're still really good. But again, you see Miami, what they're able to do to a team like that. You see what the Bills have gone through recently. You see that the Chiefs, it's really been a struggle for them until lately. Tennessee without Derrick Henry, there's no dominant team.
Not right now.
Why wouldn't you think, when he's done it with a six-round pick playing in his first year, you know, in 2001, why wouldn't you think that this could be 20 years later a complete rewrite of history?
He could.
That's why I would include them on the list.
I think it's more likely that the Bills find their stride. And
of course,
like the Chiefs will continue to grow, and the Cowboys. So I wouldn't rule them out, but I'd put them behind some of the other teams.
Like, I think I wrote out 9 or 10 teams. I've got my list of 9 or 10 teams that can. We could go through that coming up. Want to take some of these phone calls? 312-332-3776. Khalil Mack is out for the year. With that foot surgery that he's going to have, I believe, next week. He's been playing through this. They've been trying to rest him, but he is out for the year. Akeem Hicks is out for this game. A-Rob is doubtful. Abdallah, we're having some internet issues here, so can you introduce a phone call?
Oh, yeah. Let's go to our favorite. Let's go to our guy on the north side, Eddie on the north side.
Oh, boy. Hey, guys, there's no way to look at it. Khalil Mack was a complete bust. He was brought here for all them things to win a championship or playoff games, and it didn't come true.
How is it his fault? Khalil Mack is the bust. Was it a bad move? Like, Eddie, I don't know how he's a bust when you've had lots of other busts on this football team the last 3 years.
Well, maybe it was the person that brought him in. But other than that, when Belichick gets you new as a quarterback, he shines. I mean, what he did with Brady, what he's doing with this kid, and the other kid that he got big contract for.
What does that have to do with Mack? This is a defensive
conversation. I'm not. I'm Mack.
Eddie, you're circling back to make your statement that the Ohio State University doesn't produce good quarterbacks. That's what you're doing, right, Eddie?
Waddle,
I mean, we can smell it out.
Where's Haskins at?
See, this is my point. This is what you ultimately wanted to get to. You circumvented the entire conversation.
He bait switched us.
No, he didn't bait us.
Waddle, let me ask you one question. We knew where he was going with it. Waddle, one question. Do you think right now that the quarterback at Ohio State right now is better than Justin Fields?
Have no idea. I would say no, but I would have no idea.
Justin Fields in his full season, not the COVID, had 3 games of over 500-yard passing. The current guy right now has 7.
But he plays at Ohio State, and they all suck at Ohio State, according to you. So who cares?
Right.
No, whoever goes to Ohio State,
Eddie, let's get back to the Khalil Mack. You remember now, when they were in 2018, they were the number one defense in the league. He was defensive player of the year. In 2019, while they didn't have as many sacks or takeaways, I believe they were still, the fourth leading defense in the league in terms of points scored. Like, the defense has consistently held their own, Eddie. This offense has given them
Eddie.
The offense has consistently let this defense down. Period. End of story.
But Waddle, it's been like that since 1985. Now I don't think it's the quarterback.
Khalil Mack, Eddie. I don't even think it's Khalil Mack, the quarterback.
The offensive linemen, the coaching, and everything. It's something about the Bears where they're at now. It's just a stalemate. And I think the only way it's going to change
question
is
the Khalil Mack trade a success.
We're going back to the current.
All right, Eddie, we love you.
Back at Ohio State.
Safe travels.
And what happened in 1985?
There's Eddie in his van.
He's
doing good work in fixing people's garages.
He's doing bad work and making me crazy.
His takes on this team are terrible. Not that mine are any better, but his takes are terrible.
Well, I mean, listen, it's fine if you have a different perspective on Khalil Mack. We weren't even talking about Khalil. We were. He wasn't.
Khalil Mack's been their best player for the last 3 years.
There's no doubt.
Like, what if Ryan Pace didn't make? Like, that's a good conversation. Would Ryan Pace be fired by now? Like, 18 probably doesn't happen without Khalil Mack. They're not that dominant without Khalil Mack. 332-3776 is our phone number. Khalil Mack is out for the year. We're looking back on that trade. Would you still make that trade? What do you think about that? I got to get to Bears Groundhog Day. We got to get to our playoff discussion.
Eddie just took us back to Groundhog Day.
It's Waddle and Sylvie. We're live at Binney's Beverage Depot in Vernon Hills.
Live from Binney's in Vernon Hills, it's Miller Time with Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
I'm excited to hit Soldier Field for the first time, boy, in a while. I'm trying to think the last game I was at Soldier Field. Last year they didn't have people.
No people.
No people.
I think Soldier Field will be happy to have you. They like people that are there and willing to cheer for their favorite team.
I got to look back in the 19 season. I know I went to a game in 19 there. I've been on two road games this year. This will be Braxton's first home game, first Bears game ever. He's been to a Sox game. He's been to a Cubs game. He's been
excited?
To a Bulls game. Yeah. He can't wait. He is so excited. He cannot wait. We're going to have a blast on Sunday, and hopefully Justin Fields will play well. I told you Mason's very into Lamar Jackson. You know, I was going back in the memories, though. Again, I've always brought this up. We've been recording these videos, these pre-show videos now, for a good 2-3 years.
Yeah.
So then they always highlight what we're talking about on each show. So one of the memories came up from 2019, 2 years ago. Do you know what we were talking about 2 years ago at this time, which major game happened on national TV and a big side thing happened, which Abdallah believes something was going on, which you don't believe was going on at the end of the game?
I'm clueless right now.
So this was a nationally televised game where, of course, again, the offense completely failed.
Well, yeah, that was...
This is what I mean. It's Groundhog Day. Like, yeah. Like, whether it was just recently we were doing a video from 2 years ago for a pre-show about Matt Nagy not knowing where to spot the football in a loss for the Chargers, you know? Or
right.
Did you watch the Colts game? And I think he kicked it on third down. And it's just over and over. My point is always, we lived through that in 19. That was bad enough.
Yeah.
Then we had to live through the 6-game losing streak in 20. And then now all of a sudden we're in the midst of this 4-game losing streak, and it's just rinse and repeat. And you're telling me that there's a chance that in 2022 he's back, where I'm going to say, hey, now we're in the middle of another 5-game losing streak, and he's saying this stuff. And do you remember what he said in 2021? And do you remember what was going on in 2020? Like, when is enough enough? The game that happened, Abdallah, do you know what I'm talking about? Have I painted a bad or good clue here? It's a nationally televised game against a really good opponent that they've played quite frequently lately. And you believe at the end of this game that something happened between the coach and the player.
Oh, well, yeah, when Trubisky cried.
Yes. This was the we're pulling Mitch Trubisky game. Let me pull you in for a big hug on the sideline as Chase Daniel is now playing.
Yeah, and he's crying.
And we had the big debate. Was Mitch crying? And
also,
you believe
was this
shout
the Rams?
Out to Trubisky. Trubisky
yes,
actually finally completed a pass. Did you guys see this over the, during the week?
What do you mean he just completed a pass?
Well, him and his wife
oh,
are pregnant.
Oh. Yes, his wife is expecting.
Congrats to the Trubisky.
Yes.
Baby Trubisky's on the way. That's a good thing.
It was hiding outside,
though. Yeah, figured he would have overshot that.
No, you stop that. Come on now.
Obviously, it wasn't hiding outside. It hit its target.
That's what they're saying, that the first completed
pass.
Oh,
yeah, I know.
Come on now. But again, like, that was another game on national TV against the Rams where they couldn't score. They had, like, 6 points or something the whole game. Mitch gets pulled. Like, when's enough enough? When are these games that we look back on and say, oh, remember how bad it was that game? Remember the Philly
game? So this came up in your...
In our memories. Like, yeah. 3 weeks ago, I think we were just reminiscing.
I'm trying to bury those memories.
No, we're not, because you got to remember in order to dictate your future. Because if you keep burying these memories and forgetting about the Philly game where it was 22-0, but they put 16 on the board at the end to make it look better. If you forget about this year's Cleveland game, if you forget about this year's Packers game, and McCaskey does the same damn rinse and repeat, you know, we're going to bury this game.
I can bury it.
What are you going to accomplish ultimately? And then in 2022, we're talking about memories from this year. Oh, remember, this is the anniversary of the Cleveland game. But Nagy's still here calling plays. Oh, but Nagy retook the play calling. Oh, Nagy gave it to Lazor again. Like, when's enough enough? We've lived
through. Enough was enough for me last year in the offseason.
For me too, yeah. I mean, it's been enough for me. But I'm saying that he's got to understand, sitting here 4 miles from where we sit right now in Binnie's, George has got to understand that this can't go on again next year. We've got to get these guys out of here. I'm not a hater.
I'm tired of living
the same Bears nightmare year in and year out. I'm tired of it.
Hey, listen, it's rinse and repeat. It's the same conversations every week.
So, and I think they're good reminders. They're good for anybody who thinks, oh, well, maybe we should keep them. Oh, well, maybe he finally figured it out. No. Remember, they thought they figured it out last year at the end of the season when they gave the play calling duties to Lazor and they made the fake playoffs with the seventh seed, and then they went to New Orleans and they got their ass kicked and no changes were made again because they were fooled. Don't get fooled again. That's the song, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Won't be fooled again.
Yeah, like at 3-6, I'm not sitting here fooled. Like I am a fool, but I'm not fooled right now.
So that's my only point, that I see these and I do think they're important to remember. And I think they're important for fans to remember the sting. And I hope that the owner understands that. And that we don't get the same damn shot of Virginia next year. Ooh, poor Virginia. She's never going to see a winner. I mean, it's time already. The Bulls are in the midst of doing it. We talk all the time about the Cubs did it. And you cannot rinse and repeat again. 3-3-2.
Go Bears!
3-7-7-6. We'll take
Hey, Mason, Braxton, you want to go see this crappy team by crappy people play on Sunday?
It's not like, yeah. And then I've got people saying, well, Sylvie, you're so down about it. What do you want me to do? You want me to just be cool with it? It's cool. I'm a Bears fan. You know, just line up, get in line again. No, I won't. I won't follow.
Take the kids to the game. Have some fun. Have some hot dogs, some popcorn.
Some beer. Lots of Miller Lite. Yeah. We're back in 2 short minutes at Binnie's Beverage Depot, Vernon Hills.